Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vov. We're now up to the second pair of Zugos that was Mekabel from Yosi ben Yehezer and Yosi ben Yochanan. Yeshua ben Prachio, V'nitai Hoar Beli. It's interesting, the first Zugos, they were mentioned both by who their father was and where they're from. And this pair, the first is mentioned B'yachas to his father, Yeshua ben Prachio, the second is biyachas to a place called Arbel that we find in the Sifrei Nevi'im. So this is Nitai from the town of Arbel. Over here, by the way, you'll notice that there's no Rebbe. That only comes in later times. That's a lessening of stature, not a greater Madreka. Godl Mirabon, bigger than saying a title, is Shmoy. Whenever the Godl Ado is mentioned my name, that means he's bigger. It's beyond titles. They were Mekabel from Yosim Yehaz and Yosim Yehechanan. Yeshua ben Prachi Oimer. This is already a deepening of the Tkufa. This Machloikis is already now entrenched. There's at least one Machloikis that stayed, that was not Nifshat, which means now Machloikis is part of the reality of Torah, forgetting Torah. Even the most smallest detail means that Torah can be forgotten. We're also now entering a Tkufa of the deepening of Golus Yovan. Yeshua ben Prachi, the Gemara tells us, is actually the Rebbe of Yeshu, who was a Yid that went off to Derech and became the founder of some type of alternative group that turned into Christianity. So we're talking over here about a tkufa where the adversity, mi bachutz or mi bifnim, was strengthened and deepened, and the Chachmei HaTorah had to prevent as much as they could that the life view of Klal Yisrael of Torah shouldn't be taken over by Chochmas Yavan. And what Yeshua ben Prachi tells us, his hu ha'yomer for his dar, is Aselech HaRav. First and foremost, the person has to have a kesher with a Rebbe. A person has to live with a Rebbe. Aselech HaRav means you have to create one, not just have one, create one. You have to create a kesher with a Rebbe where that becomes your lifeline. Otherwise, you could be taken over by the world outside. It was true then, and it's true today. Mufashim point out that there's a nekuda where in those days, Torah was learned to Ishma Pish, he couldn't learn from Svarim. So a person had to have a Rebbe Muvik in order to learn to have the transmission of the Messiah's Torah given over faithfully. He had to be Meshamish that Rebbe, and he had to be completely loyal to that Rebbe. Aselech HaRav. The Rav over here, Ra'av with an ayin, points out, B'shem the Rambam, Ava B'she'eni Roy Elias L'chorav, Aselech Rav Alecha. Don't be where there's nobody big enough for you. You have to have somebody. Don't learn by yourself. Don't rely on yourself. Be mekabel from somebody. Be mezbatel to somebody. It's a prerequisite to any madrega and Torah and Yerushalayim. Uknei l'cha chover. Part of the living surrounded by what a person needs in order to withstand the culture from the outside is being part of a group. Knei l'cha, it's interesting. A Rebbe has to be made. It's really, he has to remake himself in the image and as a loyal Talmud to his Rebbe. Having a friend, having a chavrusa, having a close friend that one could share Torah and growth and life with is not a function of aselech chaver, but one has to be willing to go out on a limb. One has to give of himself in order to get. Knelech chaver could also mean something that costs money. You have to travel, you have to be, you have to come, you have to go. A person can't live in his comfort zone, he has to be part of a group. V'havidon is kol ha'odom l'kav zchus. Interesting what this has to do with the first two. Simple understanding of Danus Kolod Mekavskhus is a function of Midos. Person lives in a world where everybody's doing things wrong. He's always looking at the darker side of human nature. He always has the reason why what that person did, what Reuven did frags him up, what Shimon did means that he's a low life, what Levi did means that he's a mushkis, and so on. Instead, one could see all people as innately good. One could see always that everybody has a good side, everybody's trying. A person might have made a mistake here. You might not understand why a person did X or why somebody else did Y. When a person sees the world that way, his perspective on people, his relationship with people is much better. He lives in a world that's sunny instead of a world that's dark and gloomy. That's Midos. On a deeper level, Biyachas to Teresh Shebal Peh, what it might mean is, Havidans Kolom Dechavsos, a person lives in a world where everybody has what to contribute. Everybody has what to give you. So then you're always in learning mode. You're never in being mavatl mode. You could always hear something smart from whoever. Why? Because everybody has value. This one has this chasar and that one has that chasar. But you're busy being dan lekav zchus. So Mele, you could see everybody positively. If that's the case, then you're always in learning mode. You're more muchon umzumon to be a makabel instead of having a nose in the ear and looking down at everybody because everybody's in a bad place. The second of this group of Yeshuv and Prachi, Nita Abeli, he said, Nita Abeli oimer, harchik mishochen ro. Here's the tzad hara. This is similar to Yosef Meyaz and Yosef Meyachnon, one talking about Dveikus in Torah, Chachmei Torah u'Divrei Torah, and one talking about it from the perspective of human nature. Your house is open. Your heart is open. Your pocket is open. See here also, Yeshua ben Prachia spoke about the Tnoim HaNitzrochim for a person to be in Dovek B'chavura, having a Rebbe, being in learning mode. Nitei HaRabeli is saying the flip side, the tzad of Sur Meira. Hachin Mishochin Ra, a person is schlepped down when he has neighbors that are cynical and full of sheker and full of shallowness and full of standards of living that he doesn't want and that are not good for him, that compromise him, he's influenced. Much as you tell yourself it's a good house to live in, it's a convenient backyard to have, it's the right street for me, but if the neighbors are no good, you're going to be dragged down. Harchik Mishochin Ra. It's not just about neighbor, but don't have any intimate emotional connection with a Rosha. Even if you don't mean it as Rishus, you're not joining him on his Rishusin. Maybe you have financial things that are to be gained by having a connection to him. Don't connect. If one is connected to a Rosha, even if it's not social, but Lamaisa, any connection with Rishus schlaps a person down and it brings a person away from his Olam HaRuchni. Valtisyayish min HaPeronis. This is also a little bit sosin. Let's explain. The Rav explains that a person can have a gefil that says like this. He sees a person who's not living an ideal life, somebody whose lifestyle is very compromised, and he can say, look, right now, he's on the up. Right now, he's the one who's making money on the stock market. He's doing well. I'll make a business connection with him. I'll have certain social connections with him because Salonsa, because Pasha, worth it. No, I don't want to join his lifestyle, but I do want to have the benefits of being with God. He'll invest money with me. I can invest money with him, and so on. It's good for me. It's good for business. Mishnah says, Al Tisyash Me'al Peronis. Don't. Tisyash usually we mean like give up for me. Irotzen. Don't be distracted by present glitter and success, realize that there's a price to pay. When a person lives a life that's compromised and he's not living on a standard of aliyah, a standard of Torah, a standard of rot, of wanting to do Ratzon Hashem, it will catch up. Al tisyayish. Don't not see that peronis, bad, will befall somebody who's living a bad lifestyle. It will catch up. Don't be blinded by the glitter. So this is really a finale to his idea. Don't be taken over by relationships and shcheinusin and perspectives that will compromise your ability to focus on what's important and what's necessary in life in order to live a life of kivus alekim.